Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
That's cute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The impress press on falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours, and that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press-on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies. All right, y'all. I had to bust out the y'all because we have country music singer-songwriter superstar Tanner Adele on the pod today. She's an independent artist, first and foremost, so support independent artists. Her debut album, Buckle Bunny, was released in 2023. And if you haven't heard this song all over TikTok, please go listen to it. It's a complete and utter jam. I listen to it when I'm on the treadmill. Tanner was born in Lexington, Kentucky. She was adopted and raised in Manhattan Beach, California, spent summers growing up in Star Valley, Wyoming. She learned to play the piano and taught herself guitar, and then studied commercial music at Utah Valley University. Pretty incredible. And then, if you guys have not heard of this little album called Cowboy Carter, she appears on the track Blackbird with Beyonce, the Queen Bee. And is this true, Tanner? You provided background vocals for American Requiem?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
I just learned that. Anyways, Tanner, welcome to Los Angeles. We are so excited to have you.
Yeah, literally, the name of this podcast is incredible. I like need to know the story behind that because that's so genius. And I mean, gloss, yes, all of it.
Yes. And you are what we call Glamgelino. You are from LA, so you are a Los Angeles girl. I'm actually in the South Bay too.
Amazing.
So, yes. But you are officially our first country artist on the podcast.
Wow. Okay.
So everyone's going to have big shoes to fill after you coming on here. Now we're going to get a slew of country music artists wanting to be on the pod, which I'm personally hype about. I'm hype about
yes.
this. So
yes.
Tanner. Okay. So people will see this when they watch the video, but like, you've got your long blonde locks, you've got your sunnies on, your pink sunnies. We want to know what's on your face.
You know, I feel like every couple months I go through this like rebirth of like, okay, now I feel like I need to switch all my products. But there are a few things that I will just, I think, stand by for like ever. I've got the NARS Radiant Glow Foundation. You know, I use it as my like daily foundation, but it's also just like, it photographs really beautifully. It's really great on camera. So like anyone, TikTok, Instagram content, like all of that. NARS is amazing. I started using it beginning of last year for a music video that I was going to be doing my own makeup for. And I have some mutual connections to Patrick Ta. I love Patrick Ta. And so I reached out to him and I was like, I need something that's like going to stay all day. And I'm going to be dancing for this music video. Like I need something sweat proof and like going to be really good on camera. And that's what Patrick suggested. And so I've been using it since, and I really, really love it. I use Fenty powder for like my powder. I think I've got Hoola bronzer on. I love Rare Beauty. I like love Selena Gomez. I've got Rare Beauty blush on, and legit just picked this up today because I'm like I'm like a gloss whore. I'm like, give me all the freaking gloss. This is clean, fresh, yummy gloss. And it's from CoverGirl. CoverGirl, if you can hear me.
CoverGirl.
The next CoverGirl. The next. Let's speak it into existence.
Literally, that would be so smart. I was going to say this. If brands aren't reaching out to you with a swiftness to get you signed to them, what are they doing? Literally, you have like all of the things. First of all, Western in general is just a huge theme for 2024. Massive. Then you have Cowboy Carter. I feel like Stagecoach is like usurping Coachella as like the festival to go to. Like brands, get in on this.
Totally.
You're also just like so stunning.
No, literally. You're so beautiful. Stop. I think that's...
You guys are so cute too. I was like, okay, girls, let's go. Let's fucking go.
We like to have fun. We like to look glam. We like to have our things. Sarah's obsessed with her lash extensions. I have my tape and hair extensions. Like,
oh, I love it.
We like to be glam. We love it.
I love it. Yes.
It's the only way to live.
So I'm actually curious, Tanner, you have beautiful skin too. Like, what is your skincare routine, especially as a performer, someone who's under harsh lights, harsh conditions, sweating, like having to wear makeup a lot in general? What is your skincare routine like?
Yes. So I've found a really gnarly face mask maybe once or twice a month. I use the Aztec clay face mask. Remember that thing from like years ago that went so viral and you put apple cider vinegar in it and it like dries on your face and it's nuts. I did that this morning because I just feel like I'm just a little bogged down. We've got CMT awards coming this weekend. And so being on the red carpet is like skin first, honestly. And then you find products that work over your skin. But I'm a big, big believer in Korean beauty. And Skin of Joseon right now is like my go-to.
Oh, you're just like talking about our favorites.
And Etude. Etude is amazing too. Or Etude, however you like say it. But I just got the like, it was like Soon Jung, I think, collab with Etude. And it's like an essence and a Cica pear like balm, which helps with like redness and stuff. And I have hyperpigmentation. So if I get like a single pimple, I could not touch it. Like I have this little guy right here, just butting up. I'm like, go away! I'm like, I have a red carpet, go away! I got really bad hyperpigmentation and I don't touch my face. Like I don't pop pimples or anything. And I will still like any inflammation and I get hyperpigmentation. So lots of vitamin C, ginseng, really hydrating stuff is really helpful for my kind of skin.
Tanner, you're speaking our language. You know, I think one thing that's so interesting about you as an artist is that, yes, you're a musician, but you also have all these other interests and you're really good at content. You are so good at content. And I think that's a skill that a lot of artists lack, like, because they're like, I'm just a music artist. I don't want to have to do all of these things just to promote my music. And I'm like, but that's where we're at in the world. I bet you probably have followers who are like, you know what? I never even considered liking country music. And I heard Buckle Bunny and this girl's cool and she has a good personality and I like following her and I'm going to support her because of that. That's like a really unique skill to have, I think, in 2024. So I just wanted to tip my hat to you on that. It's really fun talking to you.
Thank you.
Literally me. Kirby's like, I know you don't really know or like country, but you got to like listened to Tanner and I texted her immediately. I was like, oh my God, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed.
Yeah. She's like, I love her music. I'm like, see?
Thank you.
Dip your toe into the country world.
Yes.
Yes. I feel like that's kind of my like motto. I'm kind of the poster child for like, I hated country, but I like you.
Yes. Yes.
That's like my thing.
Do you have merch that says that? You should have merch that says that.
Honestly, I should.
Not a country fan. I'm a Tanner Adele fan.
Oh, I love that.
We'll discuss.
It's like when Beyonce's like, this isn't a country album. It's a Beyonce album. You're like, no.
Right. Beyonce album. Yes.
How did you get your start? Like, when did you first hear a country song? Why did you decide like this was the genre for you?
Yes. You know, it's funny because I actually love this question. It's just always been a part of me. You know, I grew up, my summers were no homework. That was like, I'm not going to school. Like, I'm living my best life. I'm just with my family. My whole family's from Idaho and Wyoming. So like all my family's there. And the summers were like free to me. And there's only one radio station in Star Valley. And that's all it plays is country music and hymns on Sunday. So I just grew up with only being able to listen to that, the part of Wyoming where I grew up. Like, I didn't have Wi-Fi, didn't have service. It's the boondocks. It is the holler. It's the cut. Like, it's literally, you have to go into town to send a text message. And town's 25 minutes away. Like, waiting until you're, like, crossing over the line to where you have text and you're, like, you know, talking to a cute boy over the summer, you know? And it's like, oh, I can't freaking text you till 2 a.m. here. But, you know, I grew up in such a rural, like rural summers. And it's my favorite part of my life. Like, I love California. And I loved growing up near the beach. Like, I'm a big beach person. I love the water and I love the sun. And my hair, like, this is bottled, but naturally my hair gets really, really light in the sun. So like, I kind of been blonde my whole life since I was a baby. People were asking my parents, did you put highlights in her hair? And they're like, she's three. No, no, we didn't. She's blonde. But you know, the back and forth has really just, it's contributed to the way that I make music now. Cause I really don't try. I'm not trying to sound country. I'm not trying to sound pop. I'm not trying to sound hip hop. It's just what I naturally create. And it's just, yeah, it's the collection of who I am, how I was raised.
Right. I'm curious about your identity, especially in country music and especially being adopted, moving to Manhattan Beach, growing up in places like Idaho and Wyoming. Did you struggle finding your identity growing up and then finding your identity as an artist, or to your point of this has always been in you? Have you always been very self-assured and confident of who you are?
I've always been a confident person. I've always been I was a confident child. I think everyone's always kind of trying to figure out who they are. And especially in Los Angeles, I was modeling and acting at a really young age. And then my summers were like the opposite, was like fishing with my cousins and four-wheeling in the mountains. And it was definitely a bit of an adjustment because I'd come to Wyoming with my California clothes and it was like, that didn't fit in. So then I would get all, you know, used to my Wyoming clothes. And then I'd go home and try to wear cowboy boots to church. And my mom's like, we don't wear cowboy boots to church here. But in Wyoming, that is your nice shoe. Like, you wear your nice boots to church. So it was always kind of like a weird trying to figure out, okay, well, do I dress like this or do I dress like this? And honestly, I moved to Nashville. It'll be 3 years ago this June. And I have always tried to pick one or the other. And it wasn't until I kind of just accepted that I am both that the music really started to take off and I just embraced it.
Amazing. So when you talk about like your makeup routine when you are performing versus like when you're doing, you know, your appearances and your photo shoots, and you had just mentioned you like sometimes do your own makeup. Is that like something that you like prefer to do?
Yeah.
This is a loaded question, I see.
I love Nashville. Let me just preface by saying I really love it here. The hair and makeup scene for me is not quite evolved. I've had lots of makeup test sessions and I'm like gray or look 20 years older than I am. I'm like, how did you make me look 40? The scene out here is not it for me. So that's definitely a challenge. And I've had to resort to doing my own makeup for everything. So it's a choice, but it's also not. We're currently looking and going to be testing some people for CMTs this week for makeup and hair. And I'm like a very family person. I'm a very loyal person. And when I find the certain people that like I trust, they are my life and that's forever. And so I want to find a stylist and a hairstylist and a makeup artist that like I really connect with. And then, you know, grow in my career and my journey with them. And it's more than just like getting my makeup done for a photo shoot for me. You know, I want someone who I'm going to be with for like the rest of my career. So it's definitely a bit of a challenge and I'm making do and trying to do my best, but I'm like, I am ready. I'm ready for that hour of time of me doing my makeup to be spent on something else than like doing my makeup. You know what I mean? Like I'm really busy. Like it takes so much time. I need someone else to do this for me.
You need your glam squad. And what an incredible opportunity for all these people right now who are going to do the tests. And if anyone is listening, any makeup artist, hairstylist who want to work with Tanner, I mean, this is your chance. But no, we hear you. And that's unfortunate that you have had to resort to doing your own makeup still in the year of 2024. That said, you are very good at what you do. So thank God.
Thank you.
Can you share like any of like your go-tos for when you are like performing on stage? If you know you're going to be sweating, like you said, you like hit up Patrick Ta and you're like, listen, what do I use? What's your, you know, your routine?
For me, the most important parts of my makeup routine when it comes to performing live, because these festivals are like outside, like outdoor shows are like hot, like really hot and humid. And you're up there for like an hour. So for me, it comes down to your primer and your setting spray. My primer, my favorite primer that I've used is the Milk Hydrating Primer. It's like that gooey, sticky primer. That does not move for me. I love that. And then when my skin's a little bit drier, the Bobbi Brown Vitamin B5, whatever vitamin moisturizing primer. I love that one as well. That one's like just photo finish for you. My favorite setting spray is the All Nighter Urban Decay.
Yeah.
That is like, will not move. It's crazy.
It's a tried and true for a reason. It's been around for literally ever because I think it's probably their highest selling product to this day because
has to be.
It's just, if I need a setting spray, that's the one I'm going to trust for the most part.
Literally. Yeah.
Tanner, I'm curious, you know, you're talking about, you know, the awards this weekend. And when I first found you on TikTok, you had your blonde hair, you had your buckle bunny look. And I love that you reclaimed the term buckle bunny, by the way. I hadn't even heard the term buckle bunny. And I'm like, oh, I love this. And I'm like, oh, wait, it's supposed to be derogatory. But then when you're singing about it, it's like, no, I got my own money, you know, but like, it's fun being treated, you know.
Wait, explain to the listeners. What is buckle bunny?
Yeah, what's a buckle bunny, first of all?
I guess I've started a whole movement that's like, now buckle bunny is like, I made it what it is. And it's a good thing, but it used to be kind of a negative term. It's like a country bumpkin hoe. That's what I always kind of say. Like, it's like the country term for like a slut or a hoe. They go to the radio or the radio. They go to the rodeo and they wait to see who wins. And the cowboy that wins will go home with the biggest buckle. That's like where it comes from. And, you know, they'll get all gussied up and go to the rodeo and then try to like sleep with the winning cowboy. And so it's called a buckle bunny. But it just kind of got, it just got turned into this word that like people use to just try and tear women down for like literally just being pretty. It was like, oh, you like to do your makeup, you like to do your hair, you like to present yourself in a beautiful way to the world and the way that you want to do. Like, oh, you're a buckle bunny. because you should be not wearing makeup, or your hair should be up in a bun, or your nails should be short, or whatever. Like, I don't even know, like, why do you even care? But like, it turned into just like this diss of like, oh, well, you don't ride horses and you're like going to the rodeo looking pretty, like you're a buckle bunny. And it's a cute word, so I just wanted to take it back because I think it's cute. Buckle bunny is the cutest thing I ever heard. And it just came very naturally. You know, I was called a buckle bunny a lot growing up and going to the rodeo. And then obviously being biracial in Wyoming, me and my siblings were the only Black kids in town. So it was a lot of different things. But I've only talked about this really once before, but I have lots of co-writers in Nashville that I really love working with. And I took Buckle Bunny to a couple of different rooms, and in every single room, it was turned down. And people kind of would just like laugh and dismiss me and then move on to like the next idea. And because I was always excited about it, I had that idea for a really long time. And I was like, I need help writing this. It needs to come off properly. And you really want to work with like a producer that can nail, you know, the sound and everything. And took it to a couple of rooms, people passed on it. And then I took it to Cameron Bartolini, Liam Cavani, who's one of my favorite duos out of Los Angeles, but they work a ton with like Walker Hayes out here in Nashville, and Jesse and Louie. And I said the idea and everyone was like, that's the sickest thing I ever heard. And it just made sense. And I said, I want to change the meaning of it. And here we are, literally, like, now it means, like, I got my own truck, got my own money. Like, you can treat me, but, like, I got it on myself, too, you know?
Listen, I feel like I love doing my hair, but it is very time-consuming. Like, you have to set aside a time. It affects my entire schedule. If I Yes. have work to do, and then I want to go to the gym, and then I need to take a shower. I don't know how the working mother does it, a la Sarah, but even for me as a singular woman with a dog, it's hard to find the time. But
you have to like work backwards. You're like, I have this event on Tuesday, which right. means I need to wash my hair on Monday night, which means then I have to do my workout that morning. It's just like, it's too much.
It is too much. But we are grateful for products that make it a little bit easier.
Yes. Okay. On the frizz front, which we know that I have been struggling because of these baby hairs that are sprouting out, I'm so grateful for Way's anti-frizz creme. It is a beautiful product. I have been using it and it's been saving me time because it does it all. It provides that immediate frizz control and it lasts for 72 hours, which is incredible. It helps reduce and repair my split ends. And according to Consumer Perception Study, which I am included in that, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. There's tons of other Way products that we are devoted to.
Put a dollar in the jar every time I talk about the detox shampoo. That is the best shampoo of all time.
You should put your face on it, like a no, sticker on it, because I do think of you when I use it.
I love it. It's thick. You don't need a lot of it. You lather it up nicely in your palm. You put it on your head. It makes your hair clean, your scalp clean, but it's not too clean feeling, which, yep. you know, I don't want it to feel like squeaky clean. That's not the exactly. vibe I'm trying to get off.
Exactly. So pick up that shampoo, pick up the anti-frizz creme, and get 15% off. So go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and enter promo code GLOSS for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code GLOSS.
It's like the 2024 version, country version of Independent Women from Destiny's Child.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally.
Oh, I love that so much.
So the awards this coming week, when you mentioned this, it kind of made me think of this. Have you always had this look as Tanner Adele? Or have you ever had to change how you looked in order to fit into this country music standard? Because, I mean, this is such a huge conversation right now in general, especially with Beyonce and her album that had just come out. And I'm sure this is obviously nothing new for you because you have lived through it, but it's kind of crazy what people constitute as being country enough. And there's a lot of undertones that we could have a whole different podcast about that you have likely dealt with. But have you always just been like, this is me and this is how I'm presenting, deal with it? Or have you ever felt like you had to change the way you looked in order to fit into this genre?
I definitely took into account my respect for country music and my respect for like Nashville culture. And I think I definitely did compromise some of my personal style sometimes just to not look like I was just trying to be like bigger. And I think that's something we struggle with just as women all the time. And even just women in the workplace, it's like, okay, well, I want to wear this cute skirt and this blazer, but like, am I going to be like the office hussy? Like, you know what I mean? Even though it's just like, it's a cute outfit and it's your style. I've definitely gotten more comfortable with just, hey, you know what? This is just me. And I'm a CMT Next Women of Country this year. We had a big like show, little acoustic round with all of us playing and stuff. And that was kind of when I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to fully be myself and I'm not going to try to fit in any way. I made my own beaded bra top and with little crystals hanging off of it. And it was like this tiny little bra halter thing. It's on my page. And my big baggy jeans, because that's always what I do, and like a little kitten heel and my long ass hair. And I just, there's always a little bit of like a butterfly that's like, okay, like I'm dressed in a way that some of these people are going to be like, oh yeah, it's Tanner Dell. Like, yeah. And I think I just love myself too much to let other people's opinion of what I wear affect my happiness anymore, you know? I love it. So why does it matter? But it can be hard. It can be really hard for sure. I mean, look at Lady Gaga. She wore a meat dress on the red carpet. She's worn some of the most insane outfits. I'm not anywhere close to wearing a meat dress, but like, you know, that's who I think of. I'm like, okay, you know what? Lady Gaga did it. Lady Gaga did this. I can do this, you know?
Yeah. Speaking of Tanner, are there any Gaga and Beyonce, like anyone else that you look up to beauty wise or like fashion wise, who you're like, I love what they're doing and they inspire me?
Yes. Rihanna. There's your little trilogy, honestly. Like Lady Gaga, Beyonce, and Rihanna. Like, can you get like more stunning than that? I think what Rihanna has done for the makeup, I mean, she changed the makeup industry. I remember going and getting, she only had the matte foundation first. And I was like, I'm just going to get it anyway. Cause I'm not a matte foundation girl. Oh my God. No, I am a dewy foundation girl. So that I was just like holding on for dear life and hoping that she would drop a hydration formula soon. And she finally did. But I remember getting my shade and it was the first time that I didn't have to mix two colors together. And it was like, I was bawling my eyes out. And it's such a small thing, but you look at, you know, the early 2000s and I'm like, who put gray foundation on Beyonce? That's all we had. The bar went from like here to, from 10 shades to 40 real quick. And now it's unacceptable to not have a shade range like that. She really did that. Rihanna's a huge inspiration and she should be put on a pedestal for makeup.
Tanner, okay. We're going to talk about Beyonce. Literally, I remember. So I'd been following you and then she drops Texas Hold'em in 16 Carriages. And I think you actually put out a video like, don't forget us, Black country music artists. And then we started to see this kind of trickling effect of Beyonce simply just doing this one thing, started to boost listens and sales of other Black country music artists. What happened for you personally? Because I feel like there was a lot that happened for you. It was like an explosion, a Tanner explosion in yes. February. It was bonkers. Yes. What was going on?
Yeah. So I've always believed that I would make it, whatever that like means. But I've always just trusted that the work that I put in would eventually pay off. In the last 2.5 years of being in Nashville, I've not stopped working because I wanted to create a brand and a discography that when whatever it was, whenever that happened, whenever the little like chink in the armor happened, that I would be ready. And that when people came to me, that it would be easy to understand. It'd be a brand that you could digest and love very easily. And it's pretty incredible. that it was Beyonce that did that. Like, that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. But I had laid that foundation just waiting for the moment. You know, it takes a lot of hard work, takes talent, but it also takes luck. It's just a little bit of luck and the right timing. And fortunately, I was at the right place, the right time, and had put in the work to really kind of make it just a blast off. I think I had hit like 200K. She dropped those songs. And in February, I gained over 200,000 followers.
Can you tell us about the phone call or like the moment?
So I'm actually not allowed to talk about any of that yet.
Okay.
Okay. That's fine.
All I can say about that moment is.
We can only imagine.
Yeah. Use your imagination.
Let's talk about Whiskey Blues.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this new song and if we'll hear it on an upcoming album,
Well, you know, it's definitely going to be on the project. I am currently working on a little bit of a surprise. It's not the full thing, but a little bit of a sampler. Let's put it that way.
An EP?
Not an EP, but okay. A sampler. You know, I've teased a couple things on social media. Every single thing has done so well. Obviously, Whiskey Blues has done incredible. Then I teased Silverado. Then I teased Snakeskin. Then I teased Successful. Four S's. I don't know. Maybe there's something about that. I don't know. I think people need to start reading into stuff a lot more. I feel like I hide stuff in my post. Like, I hide all this stuff. And I am planning something that I think is going to be really, really fun for people. And I'm excited.
Well, it is amazing. We're so excited that it's finally out in its fullest form. We don't have to like rewatch TikToks to be able to, you know, hear snippets of a verse or a chorus, which is great. Tanner, before we let you go, we want to do Tanner Adele's dance card. We want to know maybe 3 to 5 people, things, stadiums, brands that you want to collaborate with in the next year. Name them, sister.
Okay. Nintendo.
Are you a gamer? Yes.
The Switch comes out.
I love these little surprises.
Someone asked me, do a what's in your bag this.
Wow.
All the time. I take my Switch everywhere.
What's your game of choice?
Right now is Stardew Valley. Yeah, playing Stardew Valley now. So I'd love to do something with Nintendo. I really love Prada and Miu Miu. I would love, love, love to work with like a really classic house of fashion. And Prada's kind of my favorite. I love Jeffrey Campbell shoes. I would love to do something with Jeffrey Campbell.
You know, we were talking about CoverGirl, maybe Fenty, but is there like a dream brand?
I always say Fenty because that's like just kind of my top and I have a lot of Fenty products. And as an artist, musician, and just like a creative, definitely Fenty. I mean, I would love that. I know, Rihanna, I know I've been pitched. I know my agents have pitched me for multiple Fenty Beauty campaigns.
Come on now.
Just makes sense. It makes sense.
So someone send this to Riri because I am all about it and I would love to do something with Rihanna.
We know some Fenty Beauty peeps. We'll pass this along.
Love it. Love it. And last, and I am manifesting this so hard, Disney. I would love to voice a Disney princess. And I would love if they wrote a Disney princess that was biracial.
And also country music.
Oh my God, a little country biracial princess?
No, please.
That's my dream. That's my dream. So that's my 5, and I'm going to stick to them.
One last one. I want a 6th. What artist do you want to collaborate with?
Oh my gosh, this is so hard because literally Beyonce is like my, like, I've had to like reevaluate all of my goals because my top 10 goals like involved Beyonce. So I'm like, okay, like what's my next thing? Like, what do I really want to do? You know, I really love Ariana Grande. Mm. Ooh, I really loved the Eternal Sunshine album. I've kind of been listening to it a lot. Her and Kacey Musgraves right now are like my two, when I'm getting ready in the morning, it's like very easy listening, but like just good, like still could move to it. I think Deeper Well is an incredible, incredible work of art. And I love Kacey as well. So Kacey or Ariana, I would love to do a collab with.
And I would love to hear those collabs. Please.
Kacey's song, The Architect, brings me to tears every time I listen to it. It's an incredible, incredible track.
That album is so, so good.
Wait, we need to manifest. You know what I want to manifest? I want to manifest Bang Bang 2.0 with Ariana, Tanner, and Kacey.
Kacey.
What is that version of Bang Bang? Oh my God.
Oh, it'd be crazy. Crazy.
It would go off crazy. Tanner, we adore you. Thank you so much for coming on Los Angeles. We can't wait to see you at the awards. We can't wait to see you at Stagecoach. Sending you all of the love, all of the luck. Where can everybody find you if they're now looking to get more Tanner?
I'm everywhere. So it's just Tanner Adele on everything. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, everything. And it's all the same. Just Tanner Adele.
All right, that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. We will be back on Tuesday with the week's most buzzy beauty news.
Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify so you don't miss any breaking beauty news or product reviews. And if you want to support us, be sure to follow us at Los Angeles Pod on all platforms and join our Facebook group.
Plus, find every product we recommend on our website, losangelespod.com, as well as links to the stories and news we report each week. You can follow us, your hosts. I'm Sarah Tan, that's S-A-R-A-T-A-N, on all social platforms.
And I'm Kirby Johnson, K-I-R-B-I-E, on all social platforms.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.